from our psalm. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Happy Easter to all of you. The question that I'd like to ask all of us today is pretty simple and yet profound. The question is, how do we move from a sense of languishing to a sense of flourishing? Or how do we move from languishing to flourishing? Emory University professor Corey Keyes has gained a lot of traction raising that very question. And it's a question that's dominated social psychology and the self-help world. What does it mean to flourish? Especially amidst the tragedies of life. Amidst tragedies like the collapse of our beloved Key Bridge that claimed the lives of hardworking people. How do we flourish in the midst of all of life's varied situations? Now, Keane makes some observations that I have felt are helpful. He underscores what it means to languish. To languish means to lose a sense of interest in life, a feeling of profound dissatisfaction, a lack of purpose, a sense that you are not growing as a person. It's a feeling that you are not accepted and that you do not accept yourself. Languishing is a constellation of things, but in general, it is the absence of functioning well, combined with a feeling that nothing good can occur. And underscoring this feeling of languishing is the absence of what makes life meaningful and what gives life purpose. Languishing in this postmodern, technologically ChatGPT-driven world, where anything and everything can be bought with a click of a finger, seems to be the norm. Yes, we have all the knickknacks of life, but lack what it means to live a life of flourishing, of abundance, and meaning. And so it is in context of that question that I'd like to turn briefly to the gospel today. As Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome come to meet Jesus, they are in a state of shock and in a state of preparation. However, they are far, far from languishing. Yes, the death of their master was traumatic. Yes, they could have lost a sense of purpose in their life. Yes, they could have felt a sense of dejection, questioning who they are. Perhaps they were in a state of deep emotional paralysis. They could have languished. Yet, it was their grief or their feeling that brought them to the tomb that day. And rather than languish, they actively grieved, and the encounter of the empty tomb transformed their grief into a state of both trembling and great joy. For now, they are reignited at that encounter with depth and purpose. God's Friday has led to God's Sunday. In the words of Father Richard Rohr, Jesus, in an utterly new and transforming way, reveals new patterns and possibilities. For 2,000 years, our Lord Jesus Christ has remained the most striking icon of a possible new agenda on this earth. For his risen life tells people that their lives can have a different story, a different narrative, and a different line. For Jesus does not give us textbook answers that come from theory, but personally walks through the process of this life and says, in the midst of all of life's situations, come, follow me. Come, follow me. In other words, a life with the resurrected Christ is the movement from languishing to grief and then to flourishing. Languishing is the experience of death, and it stands in contradistinction to what the gospel is about today. To languish means to allow death to swallow over you, yet to flourish. To flourish means to give your heart to a faith that knows that Christ will swallow up death forever. To languish is to read or hear the Easter story and leave here as a consumer or a connoisseur of tradition. But to flourish is to leave this holy space filled with awe and amazement and imagination that we are no longer shackled by the fear of death, but move towards a time where death's sting is no more. To languish is to eat the fruit of the tree to satisfy our immediate wants. But to flourish is to recognize that the tree that made the hardwood of the cross possible opens the way for you and me to satisfy our deepest needs and longings in life. To languish means to wait in a secret room, scared of the future. But to flourish means to embrace the uncertainty of the future with the living hope of the one who has been raised, where the stone of impossibility, the stone of improbability has rolled back to open us up to the depths of eternal life. To flourish in the Christian sense of the word is to move from being a passive observer in order to move towards a deep, embedded journey with a strong purpose in life. To languish is to accept the mundane and absurdity of life, to accept the dreariness of the gray. But to flourish is to accept the abundance of life that the resurrected Christ gives you and me. Today, I'd like to share with you a letter that I received from my good friend, Mark Anschutz. He wrote this letter to me, and I just want to share you bits and pieces of it. He writes, "Manoj, to believe in the resurrection is to believe down to the very root of your very being that it happened purely and without compromise. There cannot be some partial, halfway, or watered-down view of the events of that day. Either on that particular dawn, he got up from the grave, or he did not. If we really believe, that belief changes everything in this moment and forever. It changes our very existence. It commands who we are, what we do, and what we believe to be possible. For there is created in each and every one of us, in light of the resurrection, an inner poise that casts off fear, renders right direction to every aspect of life, enlightens hope within us, and moves us ever closer to the loving creatures God ultimately wants you and me to be. And so, beloved, it is my prayer as your priest that your Easter is marked by the vigor, fortitude, freedom, and love, born of Christ's actual conquest, of what John Donne so magnificently referred to as the last great enemy, death. And if languishing is a form of death, let me invite you to life in abundance, a life of resurrection, a life centered on the risen Christ. Blessed Eastertide to all of you.